Welcome to another Vending Market Watch podcast. Today we're going to talk about the changing world of payment systems in vending with Bob Martin, product manager for vending at MEI. MEI, of course, is a longtime player in vending payment systems. And today there are more options to vending operators than ever before. Bob, what criteria should operators use to decide what type of payment system is best for a machine?
Well, Elliot, there are a couple of different criterions that an operator should look at when determining which payment method they would like to use. The first is actually the vend price. Depending on the price of the product being sold, will determine whether they would like to stay with a standard payment system, such as just a CoinMac or a bill acceptor, or if they need to take a hard look at upgrading to some of the newer products that are out in the market, such as cashless or recycling. After vend price, location becomes a key factor. The first being if it's a transient location and a lot of business travel. Compared to a closed location, which I will consider that to be a manufacturing facility. So vend price and location, and the last piece at that point might be the clientele that's in the market if they're carrying a ability to carry cash or coin in their wallet or pocket. An example of that would be a hospital, where in some cases hospital employees cannot carry the wallet or cash in their pockets. So methods to accept payment would be hampered in that type of location.
Okay. I would assume that if the price points are low, that would favor the use of coin and cash?
Correct.
Okay. Are there circumstances when eliminating cash acceptance is advisable?
Absolutely. We've run across that a couple of times, more in locations where there's a high level of vandalism or the opportunity for vandalism. And a prime example of that would be in some hotels where, depending on if the rooms are occupied on that floor, you could have the float that's in the machines being available for someone to vandalize and steal. So we have had locations where, especially in hotels, where we removed the cash and the bill and went strictly cashless, and vandalism goes away at that point.
Okay. What payment changes must an operator consider when adding a cashless reader?
With MEI and the MEI brand, there really isn't a whole lot of change, because our cashless reader mounts on the front of our bill validator. You just take off the existing bill validator bezel front and secure the bezel, the MEI bezel, to the front of its validator. If they're not using an MEI and they're using some of the other market and they're going to maintain cashless, they may have to look at alternate ways to mount the cashless reader. Or eliminating, to your previous question, eliminating cash altogether.
Okay. Now, when is it advisable to also have a bill recycler?
Again, it goes back to the first question that you asked, location and vend price. Theme parks are a very good example of putting cashless and recycling in the same vending machine. Airports, convention centers. So where you have a transient location, your vend price is up, are excellent locations to do both. And again, what most operators are looking for are ways to keep customers outside of convenience stores. And if you take anything that's in your pocket, you eliminate that.
Okay. And naturally, to upgrade to some of these options, there's a cost involved. Are there options operators have to finance the upgrade of their machines to the latest payment technologies?
Well, that's a tough one for MEI to answer because we don't provide any financing if you're doing some new purchases. But I would assume if you're buying new equipment, you can look at financing through your distributor. The new payment, the additional cost for the cashless and or a recycler product. But if you have an old machine and you're looking to upgrade, I think the key at that point is you're upgrading because you're hoping to see an increase in sales. So I think by putting a recycler or a cashless device on a unit and keeping a hard look at your upside and looking to make sure that the upside justifies the ROI on adding that piece of equipment is the best route for an operator.
Okay. And how would you characterize the growth in operator expansion into cashless vending?
Equipment-wise, for an operator, adding cashless is rather simple. It's a reader and a telemeter to bring cashless transactions into their payment systems. The harder part for an operator is the reconciliation and the settlement of cashless. So if they don't have good systems and good auditing tools, it becomes burdensome for them to add cashless. So equipment-wise, it's rather simple, but settlement-wise is where most operators have their problems.
Okay. And is there a lot of growth in cashless in vending today?
I believe there is. You see, based off of rising VEN prices, a few years back, most VEN prices were under a dollar. You're seeing VEN prices rise over a buck, and in some cases, such as frozen food, it's up into the $3 and $5 price range. Ice cream is a prime example. So as VEN prices rise, the opportunity for cashless to grow grows with it.
Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the different types of cashless options. The one type of cashless we're seeing a lot of growth in is expansion into readers that accept credit cards and bank debit cards. This is sometimes referred to as open cashless. The more traditional type of cashless is the prepaid cashless. However, a lot of the hardware allows an operator to offer both open cashless acceptance as well as prepaid cashless. Are you seeing growth in both the open cashless and the prepaid cashless?
I'm seeing more requests for prepaid cashless than I have seen in the last couple of years. More people are using the prepaid cashless as a loyalty program, where if you sign up for $20 on a prepaid, they might give you an extra $5 towards purchasing that product. So they're using it more as a loyalty application to secure business. So yes, we are.
Okay. Is most of the new hardware versatile enough to allow an operator to accept both prepaid and open cashless?
From a hardware side, yes. You do run into some issues with dealing with your gateway and your processor, but in most cases, as long as it's driven with the Visa or MasterCard logo on the card, everything is good.
Okay. And looking a little more closely at the open cashless capabilities, have you been following the evolution of mobile phone payments and the concept of the electronic wallet?
Absolutely, we have.
And do you see that becoming a factor in the vending industry?
I do. I don't believe it's something you will see tomorrow, but I think in the next couple of years as we move forward, everybody carries a cell phone. Not everybody wants to carry a wallet. So if you're carrying a cell phone that has all your payment options, that the growth for using cell phones as a tool to buy from a vending machine is going to expand.
Okay. do you see mobile payments becoming the most dominant retail payment method at some point?
I think, Elliot, at this point, that's a little hard to project, because I think there's two types of mobile payments. There's the first where the I'll call it an RFID sticker is applied to the phone, which is the same as taking a contactless card out of your wallet and tapping it to a reader. And then the second is where there's an application that resides on the phone, and it's done through the cloud. So I think depending on which direction or which one you're talking about, will take a little bit more time, and will take people to become comfortable and to accept that there's the security of paying with that method is secure.
Uh-huh. Okay. And for operators that already have cashless readers in their vending machines, how difficult is it for them to accept contactless payments with their existing hardware?
Depends on whether they have the reader they're using was purchased with the RFID contactless piece or not. MEI, at MEI, we supply two types of bezels that operators could use. One is just a standard mag stripe, or the other one is a bezel that can use mag stripe or contactless tap and go. Depending on which bezel was used, going to contactless, as long as it's the contactless version, is simple and easy.
Okay. And if an operator were to approach you today and ask you which type of bezel he should have, what would you tell him?
If he wants to prepare for the future, he would need a contactless bezel. If that's not a concern at this point in time, because most of the transactions that are happening in vending machines are a swipe and not a tap, but tap is growing. So every time you take a look at the statistics, you see that more and more people are tapping, and as the cards get into the market, more and more people will use them. But right now, the majority of the cards in people's pocket are a mag stripe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, Bob, I think we've covered a lot of different areas. Are there any other points you'd like to address?
No, but Elliot, I'd like to thank you for inviting MEI to participate in this podcast, and we would be glad to participate in any other learning or educational pieces that you are looking to do in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.